Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I hope this episode finds you well, and I'm really hoping and praying that the year is really good to you guys, and all of your hopes and desires and your hard work over the years, I hope you see it this year. Today I wanted to talk about things I've learned and the things that I live by. And these are the things that I truly lately have been resonating with, and that is the way that I'm living my life lately because of these phrases or these thoughts or the way that I'm like viewing life. One of my biggest things lately is reminding myself that I cannot be at the wrong place at the wrong time. I am always at the right place at the right time. And when I say this, I'm creating that for myself. I'm creating that thought process towards about myself and my life, meaning that that's what I'm attracting because that's what I am putting out there. Your thoughts, when you're thinking, you're creating that reality to be in your life. So lately, when I see myself frustrated or I catch myself thinking like, why am I here? Or like, why am I doing this? I just take a deep breath and I remind myself, you cannot be at the wrong place at the wrong time. You're always at the right place at the right time. Everything that is happening in your life has a purpose, and everything that is happening is real, and you're just supposed to be here. So don't stress it, because everything that I always tell myself, like everything that you're going through right now is only preparing you for what's next. So lately, I've just been a huge advocate for that phrase, and I feel like I'm doing an amazing job at like truly living it, because one thing is like believing these things, but you need to like truly believe it. And thinking back, I feel like over the years, I've definitely told myself this phrase, but I didn't really understand it and it didn't really click with me. But lately, it's really resonating with my life, and I'm here for it, honestly. Another thing that I've constantly loved to tell myself is that things are happening for me and not to me. And I think I saw this probably on like a TikTok or an Instagram post, but it is so important to allow yourself to have that thought, that idea that everything that is happening in your life, it is not happening to you. Like, nothing is trying to attack you, because when you see it in that way, like, why is this happening to me? Then you start to like bring yourself down, you start being sad, angry, depressed, and you have all of these like negative thoughts and perception of life. But if you tell yourself like, this is not happening to me, this is literally happening for me, there's a purpose, there's a reason, like this is gonna bring me somewhere else, this will bring me somewhere else, you have to claim it and you have to manifest it and you have to believe it. If you believe it with all of your heart that, hey, This is not here to destroy me. This is here only to make me stronger and to lead the way, show me the way. Like, for example, the other day I had like an incident where I started to get really frustrated because something didn't go my way. And I was just so frustrated and so flustered. And for a moment, I was upset for maybe, I'm gonna say 30 minutes. That's a long time to be upset. So I was upset for like 30 minutes, and then it hit me. I sat down with myself and I was like, listen, I know this is like frustrating, and it's obviously frustrating. You're obviously upset, which you're allowed to be. But remember, I literally had to remind myself in that moment, things are not happening to you. They are happening for you. Just trust the process. Understand that something will come out of this. Something good will come out of this. And I kept repeating that until my anxiety and my frustration just vanished and disappeared. So if you're someone who gets like frustrated or flustered easily, or not even easily, just, you know, when you are upset, allow yourself to be upset. But then once it's been 30 minutes, that's a long time to be upset, just like pause, stop yourself, and remind yourself that whatever the situation is, something else will come out of it. even if the situation is not what you want it to be, even if the situation doesn't seem what you imagined it to be, then that only means that there is something greater, that there is something bigger, that there is something more. And you have to believe that, because if you believe it, then you're creating that for yourself. Another thing that I have learned lately, this is fairly new. This is something that I knew and that I've definitely tried to live by, but I definitely was not, maybe like a year ago. But letting go isn't easy. That's an obvious statement. Like, we all know that letting go of something or someone or anything is so difficult. But letting go is always rewarding. Because if you need to let go of something, that only means that it is not for you. So if something is not for you and you need to let it go, that means something is for you. If one thing is not for you, that means there's something else that is for you. Therefore, although letting go seems like the hardest thing ever, it will be rewarding one day. And I'm starting to see the reward. And it's not even to say like, oh, I'm starting to see the reward because I'm like getting all of these things and I'm accomplishing all of these wonderful, amazing things. That's beautiful. But the way that I'm seeing that it's rewarding, because I've literally been able to go inwards. I've been able to look inside and truly heal all of these pieces and parts of me that I thought were healed and clearly they were not. And I'm starting to create this life for myself because I'm able to understand that, hey, not everything lasts forever. And not only that, but although letting go was difficult for me, I'm able to come out so much stronger and so much more nourished, and I feel great. Like, I feel like me again. And so that's something that I'm driven by lately. Like, that was hard, but hey, I feel great now, so it's okay. Being positive is a choice we make every single day. And I don't think that I understood that till this year. Because I'm always like, why is it that my highs are very high and my lows are so low? And then I started to understand that because I think I've been through so much in life and there is a lot of trauma here, my lows are so heavy because one thing will trigger everything that I've ever like been through. And I didn't understand that till, well, I keep saying this year, but I mean like 2024, because this year just started. So I didn't understand that till the last year, because I was really going inwards and trying to understand myself and trying to see, where are all these insecurities coming from? Like, why do you feel this way? And why did you allow someone to treat you so poorly? And I really sat with myself and tried to really truly understand. And I would get frustrated when I had a great day and then the next day would be not a great day. Every day can be a great day, meaning, yes, there are things that happen during the day that are out of my control that can make me upset, but I can always choose how to react to these things. And lately, that's my motto. Like, I choose how to react to these things. Yes, I can be upset, but now I need to understand, like I did the other day. I was upset for 30 minutes, but then I sat there and I was like, hey, remember, we're trying to be more positive. Things can only really be as bad as you make them out to be. So if you make this seem like the worst thing in the world, then it will be the worst thing in the world. But if you sit here and you allow yourself to reflect on it and tell yourself, hey, this is not happening to you, it's happening for you, then you shift your mindset. And so that's what I've been doing lately. I've been trying to shift my mindset because I can have a good day if I allow myself to have a good day. Things that can get me upset don't need to get me upset. I don't need to allow them to get me upset. Also, being grateful is such a huge life changer. It shifts your perspective in life. Because, yes, things can be horrible. Yes, I've been through these things, but I'm not going to sit here and feel bad for myself. I'm going to be like, absolutely, that happened and it was terrible. But hey, I am grateful for these things that I do have, and I am grateful for the idea that I am who I am, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I can be strong and that I can come out of situations a lot stronger than I was when I was in the situation. So it is so beautiful to be grateful, because once you start being grateful, it's like you automatically are grateful for everything around you, and life just seems a lot brighter. Another thing that I'm learning. This is something I'm learning to live by. I don't think that I've mastered it, but I'm definitely on the way to mastering it. Understanding that nothing is yours and that you don't possess anything, like letting go of possession, is a great way to go about life, especially if you have anxiety. And I can only speak upon this because I have anxiety, and I tend to see that I can get attached really easily to people and things, and lately I'm just like, this is not mine. It is gifted to me. I am allowed to have it, but there is a time for everything. So this is not going to be in my life forever, but I'm going to enjoy it being in my life right now. And when it's not, then I'll be able to release it more gracefully. And like I said, I'm still learning this tactic. I'm still learning how to let go of things and not be so attached to them. And when I know more about it, when I understand it more, I will probably speak upon it a little more in depth in the future. But for right now, this is something that I'm definitely learning how to manage. And I know that I'll manage it, but it'll take some time because that one's a hard one. And lastly, I am understanding and truly believing that I'm worth of everything that I desire, and I'm worth of everything that is good, because I only really put out good out there, and I give people the best, and I deserve the same in return. And I am understanding that in order to receive good things, I need to be patient and not rush anything at all. So lately I've just been very patient, and I've been understanding that I don't need anything besides myself and my good brain and my good thoughts and good amazing people around me, and everything else that is supposed to be mine will literally be mine at the right time, because everything that I need and everything that is for me and everything that I deserve is always coming to me at the right time. And so I just wanted to give you guys this insight of all of these things that I am starting to believe and starting to live. And hopefully you guys are able to take a little bit of bits and pieces of this and make it your own, and understand that life can be whatever you make it. If you make your life miserable and negative every single day, then that's what life is going to be. Because there's always going to be the good and bad in a day, in a month, in a year. But you have to understand how to balance that and how to not allow it to ruin who you are and ruin how you think. You can always make a bad day a good day, because it is all in your mind. If you think that something is terrible, then it will be terrible. But if you turn your mind around and you allow yourself to be like, hey, this is something that upsets me, but we can look at it in a more positive way and think, hey, this is not happening to me, it's happening for me. Your life really starts to take a more positive shift, and you allow yourself to be at peace and calm and seen, and life just starts to make a little bit more sense. So I really truly hope that you enjoy this episode and that you take it with you and really learn something from this. Have a wonderful day.